welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the lock bosses that want to learn and want to grow. But guess what? We also want you to win. And in order for you to do that, you need to join us every live YouTube giveaway. All you need to do is go over to YouTube, type in CLK Supplies, or use the hashtag LockBoss, or even better, in the show notes, just click on the link, it'll take you right there. Watch any of our current videos and you'll see exactly how you can join the fun for free, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey everybody, welcome back to another hashtag LockBoss show and giveaway. I'm excited for all of you to be joining us today. Here coming up in a few minutes, we do have a special guest, Tyler from Lock Labs. We're going to talk to him about the Triton Plus machine. But before that, we'll go ahead and do our normal fun stuff, go over some posts of the week, some comment of the week, and all of that stuff. So any of you out there drinking Topo Chico, cheers to all you. And yeah, can you guys believe it or not? We're like right almost in the middle of June. I don't know about where you're at, but up here in Idaho, it feels like December. So hopefully that is going to change soon. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. All right. So post of the week, guys, check this out. So client says, I lost my car keys. Can you make a new one? Locksmith, sure. What vehicle do you have? You know, look at all those little emblems on the back of that car there. You know, the funny part about that to me is like, I mean, it would take a little bit of work to get all those back there. So that's pretty good. Leo from Lock Mechanic. Locksmith, thanks for sending that in. That is funny stuff. All right, next up we have a picture from Tyler N. Says, I just received my order containing the ultimate pinion mat and I can't wait to use it below as a picture. Good stuff. Looks like you got some, you know, that picture's far away, but it looks like Schlage bottom pins, something like that. Good stuff. Thanks for the order, Tyler N. All right, and last up here we have, Evil Art Conservative and Polar Bear sent some gifts to the Lock Father. So we got a couple of those C's lollipops and one of the locksmith little like matchbox car thing. So that was cool. He was pretty excited to open it and check it out. So it was pretty cool. All right, next up here, we got comment of the week. Let's see what we got going on here. All right, so this is from Julio. He says, awesome machine, the Triton Plus. The concern of not knowing if there is an app to provide software you may need if the monitor fails, may be stressful when you need it to perform service for the customer. Can't wait for you to start diving into it as you start. Keep us updated on the Triton Plus. Well, Julio, that's a great question, and we actually have Tyler from Lock Labs with us here in just a moment. And so we'll kind of talk to him about that question a little bit and kind of see what he has to say. Now, before we go ahead and bring Tyler on, I first want to say that if you have any questions in regards to the Triton machine or the Triton Plus for that matter, go ahead and put them in the chat here. I'll pull my phone out in a few minutes. And if we have any, Kylie will text them to me and I'll ask Tyler live. So it'll be kind of exciting. But without further ado, Tyler.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Tyler with Lock Labs.
Yeah, Tyler, hey, thanks for taking the time to join us today. And I'm excited to kind of hear what you have to say about the Triton Plus machine.
Gotcha. So you just want me to go jump straight into the differences on the between the Plus and the original machine?
Yes. So, you know, to kind of start off, so a lot of people have commented and they're really curious about the differences between their Triton machine and the Triton Plus and the really everything that kind of goes along those two. And so I figured it'd be more fun than just, typing it up, but to have you on and kind of answer it. So if you can take us through the main differences between the Triton and the Triton Plus.
Gotcha. So the main differences between the Triton and the Triton Plus is actually going to be the internal components in the machine. So you have on the Triton Plus, you now have a direct drive motor instead of a belt driven motor, and it has an upgraded control board. And basically what that means is the internal components of the machine are going to be a lot more durable and they're going to last longer. It's going to allow for more accurate and precise cutting of the keys. And where this really makes a difference is for specific keys with high tolerances, such as IC core keys, which previously we were having issues cutting. And with the new Triton Plus, all those issues have been corrected. It adds the ability to cut the new Honda stainless steel keys as well, which is pretty big. As far as I'm aware, the only other people that are currently cutting the Honda stainless steel keys are the key line with the Gymkhana 994. And it requires like a separate purchase of a jaw and a cutter. And I believe it's somewhere around $900 to add that ability. While the Triton Plus is actually technically doing it straight out of the box. It does do it a little bit better with the SQ jaw, which is an optional jaw for the Triton. It has the option of doing it either with the S1 or the S2 jaw, but we found the S2 jaw works a lot better. And that jaw is only about $200. No separate cutter is necessary. You just have the default cutter. Other than that, the new Triton Plus is allowing us to use our new flip key creation jaw. And I don't know if you mentioned it in your video, but basically what that is it's a jaw that allows you to take a standard mechanical blank, and it'll basically cut the head off of the mechanical blank and create a flip key replacement for OEM flip keys. So that way, if you're stuck in the field, you don't have any replacement blades, you miscut your key, you can just create one from scratch there using the Triton Plus. And it stops the need from stocking those as well. And some of those OEM replacement flip blades can be a little bit expensive too, so that's really nice. And those are the major differences as of right now. But yeah, those internal components are going to be allow for more accurate cutting of keys in the future as well.
So, as far as like the motor goes between the belt driven and the direct drive, like that's really an upgrade to really get the performance that you're looking for when it comes to the really tight tolerance keys.
Correct.
Okay. And now let's talk about the software on the Triton Plus. We have had a few questions about it. How similar is it to the standard Triton software on the normal
machine? Oh, it's pretty much exactly the same. Like I said, the main differences between the Triton and the Triton Plus are going to be the internal components. And you're going to have the ability to cut like the Honda stainless steel keys. It's one of the major differences in this flip key creation. So it adds those two features in there. But software-wise, it's going to look almost exactly.
Okay. And, a question will also be when it comes with the software itself, if someone has a Triton machine and not the Triton Plus, they're still going to be able to get updates and that sort of thing?
Correct. We're still going to be supporting the original Triton as far as whatever it can do. But we found that the original Triton isn't able to do those on the stainless steel keys, and it did have issues with the support keys as well. But we're still going to be supporting the original Triton. We're not dropping the support. We still do all the repairs on both the Plus and the original Triton. We're going to still be doing tech support and releasing updates.
Okay, good stuff. Now, when it comes to actually the repair of a Triton machine, so of course you guys are located here in the USA, and when someone has a problem that can't be fixed, when it comes to a tech support type of issue over the phone, they're able to send that machine in and get it repaired. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have LLWRC.com. We have a website for warranty repairs. So that way, if you're within the warranty, you can go to that website and give us a call and have it sent in. You would pay to ship it out to us, but I believe we do the repair. If it's within the warranty, will be completely free. And then I believe we do pay for the labor going back out. I'm not 100% sure about that, but if it's not within the warranty, we will quote you how much the repair is going to be before you.
Okay. And now, as far as like, I know it's depending, but in general, what type of a turnaround time do the Triton Plus machines have? I know it can vary based on, you know, the part or availability right now, but in general, are we talking days or are we talking weeks or months?
It's definitely not months. It's usually within 1 to 2 weeks. Once we receive the machine, it'll be back out, sometimes within days, dependent on how flooded our repair department is. You can sometimes be done within a couple of days, but I think on average, you're looking at the longest before we, once we receive the machine, 1 to 2 weeks to get it back out.
Okay.
So I think compared to most warranty repair centers, it's fairly fast.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here, I'm going to read a question that we have coming in. So we just answered one of them. That's from LoxNY. And yes, hey, I do, LoxNY, I do see your comments on the engraving, and I'm going to be coming out with a video engraving just for you, okay? So that'll be coming up here soon. So Tyler, next question is, can it cut flat steel keys?
That, unfortunately, I'm not too sure about. I can't answer that question, but if you can drop my email in the chat, whoever asked that, if you want to send me an email, it's just tyler@lock-labs, LOCK-LABS.com. Shoot me an email and I will get an answer for you in
there. Absolutely. As in a look, when it gets loaded, I'll look on there real quick. I'm pretty certain it would be able to, especially like a duplication thing, like tracing it. I think that would probably be pretty possible. As in a look on the menu here when it loads. But
we have a duplicate option. I'm not sure what the specs on a flat steel are. So I don't want to say it does it for sure and then be wrong. I'd like to give you my email if possible, but if anyone else is interested in knowing that answer, just shoot me an email and I'll get back to you with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, go ahead and send him an email, but I'm pretty certain on the tracing option, single-sided, it would be able to do that. But okay, Tyler, I got another question for you. So will there be any upgrade programs?
I haven't been informed about anything like that. So as far as I'm aware, no, there's not going to be any upgrade programs between the Triton and the Triton Plus. Most likely the answer is no, but I can't say for certain whether there will or won't be. But I would say there's probably an 80% possibility that the answer is no.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, the interesting part about that, which I think like they're kind of the root of the question is that unlike some of the other key machine manufacturers out there, when someone buys a Triton Plus machine, whether it's the commercial or auto or the ultimate, you're giving them all of the software on the machine, right? It comes standard with it. You don't have it tiered down based on what model they get. They actually get all of the software.
Yes, correct. So basically every Triton software-wise is going to be the same. The difference between the different packages are going to be basically the cutters and accessories that come with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's it's interesting port like because we're so used to manufacturers paring that back. The fact that Triton is just giving you that software on there, not making you pay extra something special or, all of that kind of game behind the scenes. It's really It's a really great feature for the Triton Plus, which is really cool because it allows somebody, if they can't afford or don't have a reason to get the Ultimate right now, they can get one of the lower cost packages, and then they can continue to buy the jaws, buy the tracers, the cutters as their business needs, right? And so it allows you to scale with the business, which is really cool.
Yep.
So let me go ahead here. I got more questions here. Let's see. Is there a way for an end user to replace the screen if it gets damaged?
A way for the end user to do it? You can go to the website, llwrc.com, get our warranty repair center's phone number, and call them and ask if you can purchase replacement parts for it. But if you go and try to replace parts on your own, it's most likely going to void whatever warranty you have. So if you have a major issue, like let's say one of your motors dies on the inside of the machine, and that's not something you feel comfortable replacing yourself, if you've already done a repair on the screen yourself, you most likely...
Gotcha.
While it might be possible, it's probably something that you don't want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Next question. Will there be a standalone app to drive the machine?
That I'm not sure about. I don't think there's anything in the works right now. That's something I'll have to talk to my guys about. It is definitely possible. So, I just don't know 100% that that's going to be the case. I think there might actually be something more for it. I don't want to say it with 100.
Sure. Yeah, totally fair. I mean, hey, these are rapid fire questions here, right? We'll do a few more if that's okay, and then I'll let you off the hook. Next up is a question. Let's see here. Is there a battery powered version that will be in the future?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Will there ever be a battery-powered version of the Triton Plus?
No, there's nothing in the works for that. However, I think as Lock Lab is selling a basically battery pack, and it's compatible with the Triton, so you can just charge up this battery pack, or you bring it with you, and it cuts about 50 keys. Which is pretty decent.
Oops, if you wouldn't mind, Tyler, here, kind of in the middle of that, you your mic kind of went quiet or something on us. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, so as Lock Labs, we're selling a battery pack that's compatible with the Triton, but I don't think we're not manufacturing a Triton with a rechargeable battery, but we do have a separate battery pack available for purchase that will allow you to cut about 50 keys. From a full charge. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, that battery pack might be what you want to look into.
Okay. Yep. Just do the battery pack. And then there's also the 12 volt option as well, right? Where you can plug the machine in.
Well, it's a 24 volt, but yes.
Cool. Let's see here. Okay, next question. How hard is it to replace the belt?
How hard is it to replace the belt? I don't think it's that difficult. But again, if that's something that you're looking to do yourself and you do it, you're going to avoid your warranty if you have one on it. I haven't personally done any of the repairs on the Tritons. I have my guy over in the warranty repair center that takes care of that. But I don't think it's that difficult to replace a belt on. So again, if you guys have any direct questions about doing repairs yourself, you can call the Warranty Repair Center. Again, the website's llwrc.com. They have a phone number on the website, and any like in-depth questions about the actual repairs.
Very cool. Okay. Last question here is, and this is an easy one. So, maybe it's easy. Can someone use an electric van 12 volt?
So the Triton runs off a 24 volt power adapter. I know it works with a standard inverter, but Carrie said in the chat, the machine is 24 volts, but there is a 12 volt car power adapter for around $75 for running a machine from a cigarette lighter.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So you can, so like with the Ultimate, it comes with it, and you can actually plug in the Triton into this adapter, and then you plug the into your cigarette lighter, and you can use the machine. I'm actually really excited to use that personally when I go out and do some of the auto or the key programming videos, because you know I don't have a lock truck, and so it's kind of, I have to go find power to get all of that stuff, and I can't wait to plug that bad boy into the cigarette lighter. It's pretty cool. Well, cool, Tyler. Well, hey, thank you for coming on and hanging out. Could you give everyone your email address one more time in case anyone has any questions?
Sure. It's Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at lock-labs.com. But thank you for having me, PJ. I was glad to be here.
Absolutely, Tyler. All right. Well, hey, take care, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, that was fun and informative. I hope that helped with some of the random little questions you might have when it comes to the Triton Plus. Of course, we have many more videos coming up on it, and I'm pretty excited to share with you some of the deep dives that we're doing. So let's go and move on to the giveaway. Let me get this switched up here. There we go. All right. So let's get on the same page and make sure we're all on the same page here. And let's announce this week's five lucky winners. So what to do if you win? Email us your shipping info to sales@clksupplies.com or call us at 800-848-6989 and we'll send your gifts soon. How to win? Just comment on our videos and include the hashtag LockBoss. Winners will be chosen from the previous week's videos. And even better than that, no purchase necessary. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and announce this week's winner. So here we go. Winner number one this week is Rip Likeable. Hope I said that right. Rip Likeable, congratulations. Winner number two this week is Locks and Y. There you go, Locks and Y, you're even a winner this week. All right, winner number three this week is Adam Perkins. Adam, congratulations. Winner number four this week is Jonathan White. Jonathan, congratulations. And last but not least, winner number five this week is Alan Corson. Alan, congratulations. Very cool. And of course, this month we're running any order over $250. You can add to your cart for free the LockBoss Campfire mug, which I happen to drink coffee out of every single morning. But hey, there you have it. Man, that was a good conversation. It was fun to think about, you know, when it comes to the warranty and all of that, you know, it's really fun a lot of times, especially on the sales end of the street, like we are, to really hype up all the good stuff. But the truth is, when you get the machine, there's some level that you really have to rely on the support that comes with it. Well, because what we do know about this business is nothing is simple, right? Or maybe it's simple this time, but the next time it is not. But good stuff, everybody. I see everyone in the comments. Let's see here. Looks like LockSNY is making fun of my nails again. Hey, I got, you know, hey, these are typing hands here. Come on now. You know, and that's why if you notice, like in some of the videos, I do a lot of hand stuff or like impressioning, like I'm poking myself, having to put band-aids on. It's a little embarrassing. I'll admit it. I'll admit it. Let's see here. Dana, how's it going? Nice mug. Yes, it is. It's a really cool mug. We're really happy with how they turned out. John Shelton says, beginning to think PJ put me on the do not win list. Oh, come on now. Now, the funny thing about that is I have actually never chosen the winners. So you can't accuse me of that, John. You can accuse me of a lot of things, but not choosing the winners or not picking you because I've never chosen. Plus, we use the YouTube, what is it? It's a tool that auto, you hit a button and it auto chooses one of the comments. So yeah, Steve Schmidt, how's it going? Good stuff, everybody. Well, hey, thank you all for coming on and hanging out. We have some really good videos coming up, and I look forward to seeing you same place, same time next week. I hope you all have a great evening. Take care. We'll see you.